want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Peruvian causas. The first time I ever had a causa was at the groundbreaking restaurant fellow future Mango Gang chef Douglas Rodriguez opened. It was named Yuca, for those who might not know. We were sitting upstairs, and I was with a party of six or eight. Douglas was down in his kitchen creating some of the most exciting food to be had in the 305 back then. I was surprised by the very look of this menu item he sent to us. It was like a multicolored terrine-shaped construction of various potatoes. He'd garnished it with seafood and what might have been the Peruvian corn known as choclo. More than my other fellow mango gangers, Doug was able to source his creations directly from his Latin blood. Myself and the other two were transplanted northerners. No shame in that. It's simply true. But I was deep in the hunt, even then, for the kinds of dishes that would mark my menus as distinct from the menus of other chefs in the USA back then. One of the highest compliments I have ever received was when Spanish-born chef Jose Andres told an audience that he learned more about how to take Latin flavors globally from me. Jose, as the world has come to know, has a gigantic heart, but he speaks from it. No BS from that Spanish gentleman. And another thing that speaks from the heart is the dish that has become known as a causa. It has history. The dish was born during the Pacific War in 1879 when Chile fought against Peru and Bolivia. The army of Peru had so much trouble getting food that women were collecting potatoes and other foods in all cities. They created the meal they offered to soldiers for the cause, hence causa. In 2003, I was finally finishing a book I'd been writing for close to 3 years. It is titled New World Kitchen. In that book, I took on a near impossible task, and that was to try and give my best take on the cuisines of all of South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. It was my relative youth, I suppose, that created the emotional, if not intellectual, armor of such a task. But boy, did I learn a lot in the process of studying, testing, and writing that book. The country of Peru alone has been the topic of large cookbooks. Some have compared the complexity of Peruvian food with that of France. We tend to grossly simplify our viewpoints on what any country's food is about. It is more often ceviches and their cousins folks tend to quickly stereotype Peruvian cuisine around, but Peru offers no less than 7 potato species and more than 5,000 varieties of all shapes and colors. As we return to the thoughts of those women that created potato dishes for the troops, it is natural that they would want to foster a special kind of pride in the presentations they served. So this is not a lump of mashed potatoes, folks. It is more typically an artfully arranged layering of potatoes along with other ingredients that make for a colorful dish. While some might find their creative outlet in making patchwork quilts or stained glass, the women of Peru were making soldiers happy with the humble potato. The battle was won. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.